I've written a lot of posts about feeling good, loving yourself, happiness, passion, and being positive. I often tell you that if you are feeling these feelings, you have a better chance of manifesting your desires. You put yourself on a higher level of energy to bring that high level of energy back. Sometimes that is hard to understand. Even for me, someone who has read all the books and thinks I truly understand how the law of attraction and manifesting works, it can still be a mystery. I have known about the emotional scale for a while now, but it wasn't until recently when I really started looking at it that something clicked for me. As a reminder, you create your own reality. The law of attraction says that every thought vibrates, every thought radiates a signal, and every thought attracts a matching signal back. So if you are vibrating positive emotions out into the universe, they will send positive emotions back to you. The emotional guidance scale, as explained by Abraham Hicks in the book Ask and It Is Given, is a scale of our feelings and emotions in sequence from our highest vibrational feelings to our lowest. It is broken down into 20 of the most common emotions. The emotions at the top of the scale bring us the closest to attracting more of what we want. When I start to think about some of the feelings I have about my purpose, I often hang out towards the bottom of this scale. While I have been trying to share all of the benefits of hanging out at the top with you, unworthiness, insecurity, and fear are where I sometimes find myself, all at the bottom. No wonder some of my desires aren't becoming reality yet. Who knows all the reasons why I'm hanging out there? But for now, I want to work on moving my way to the top of this emotional guidance scale. So here's how we are going to move up the emotional scale. Start by thinking about a goal or desire you have been trying to achieve. What are your feelings around it? Are you excited, scared, hopeful, worried, eager, insecure? Find where your feeling is on the emotional scale. I have been blogging for a little over a year now, and I absolutely love it. I enjoy the work. I feel empowered. I love sharing positivity and inspiring you to make the most of this life. But deep inside, I still feel a little unworthy and insecure about it. I see others further along on the journey, and I feel a bit of jealousy and fear that I can't have that too. Can you relate? After all, we are human. Our goal here is to reach a better feeling emotion. And to do that, we need to choose a different thought. In the book Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks, it says, quote, "Choosing a different thought will always produce a different emotional response," end quote. It goes on to say, quote, "Moving up the vibrational emotional scale is to be consciously aware of the way you feel. For if you are not aware of how you feel, you cannot understand which way you are moving on the scale. Move your way up by replacing your current feeling with a better feeling, and then be sure to release the old feeling. For example, if you are feeling hatred towards your job, acknowledge it and try to replace it with a better feeling. Maybe you are disappointed with the fact you haven't been promoted yet. Release the hatred. Disappointment is better and gives you a feeling of relief from hatred. If you are feeling hatred, you can't just jump to love. That is very difficult, especially if you have been feeling that way for a long time. Work your way up the scale to reach a place where your energy will attract the type of energy you are seeking. Back to your job. Once you are at disappointment, next you can maybe feel bored with your job, which then moves you on to hopefulness in getting a new job or promotion. Be aware that you can be at a different place on the scale for every part of your life: purpose, relationships, abundance, spirituality, etc. You might be thinking, that sounds all well and good, Lori, but besides just changing our thoughts, how do we move up the emotional scale? Here are a few tips. Start the day on a positive note. Wake up with gratitude. Thank God for a new day to enjoy your life. Find a morning routine that includes moving your body and meditation of some sort. These activities honor your body, mind, and soul and set you up for a good day. Through meditation, you can ask your source to guide your thoughts and energy back to love, back into alignment with the love of the universe. Acknowledge the negativity. You can't always be positive. but you can change your thoughts pretty quickly. Acknowledge when you are noticing your feelings on the low end of the scale. Let them go and reach for a new one. Take breaks throughout the day. Set a timer or use your fitness tracker. Every time you are supposed to get up and move, check in with how you are feeling. Take a moment for a few deep breaths and reset your mind. Prepare your mind before sleep. Read a book on self-improvement. Thank God for the day. Write in your gratitude journal. Recall all of the day's blessings. Set an intention for tomorrow. Find a way to be content. The positive emotions on the scale start at contentment. So just being content with your life is better than being bored, frustrated, or irritated. Being content is recognizing that this is your life, accepting it for what it is, not blaming, being angry, depressed, or judging, just knowing what and where your life is. Create space to just be. Once you are there, you can choose to be hopeful of what is possible, optimistic of reaching out, happy about where you are, and finally having a full appreciation and love for your life. Don't hang out in contentment for very long. Do something that makes you happy. When you are doing something that makes you happy, you release any resistance and your vibration has to rise. Distract yourself from what is bothering you. You can't be thinking positive and negative thoughts at the same time. So if you do something that makes you happy, you can only be in a positive state of mind. Act quickly. Stay on top of your feelings. It is much easier to move up the scale quickly when you are not dwelling in the negative. Do not allow yourself to stay there for long. Acknowledge the bad feelings and then search for something better. I'm ready to do the work. When I notice that I'm feeling jealous or unworthy, I'm going to choose a better thought. I will remember that I am hopeful and optimistic about where my blog will take me. I will be content with where it is and continue to feel enthusiasm and joy in the work. Where are you on the emotional scale? What new thought can move you up to a better state of attraction? Quote, life is supposed to be fun. It is supposed to feel good. You are powerful creators and you are right on schedule. Savor more, fix less, laugh more, cry less, anticipate positively more, anticipate negatively less. Nothing is more important than that you feel good. Just practice that and watch what happens. End quote, Abraham Hicks. Sign up for my Living Marvelously resource library to download and print a PDF of the emotional scale. You will find it under manifesting.